Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My triple nap grind, that whole fin slip. Acting like you on my team, when you's a lying shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's the perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault. Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'.
Yeah, Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even YouTube says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MXFP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MXFP crew. And all the chicks they want it true. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
Looking, and I am Matt Big Stats Franco, and you're listening to Big Stats Idle Hour, and it's a throwback for you. It's a classic. We're going to be discussing on this Throwback Thursday Weeby Beefin episode that's simulcasted both on the radio station, Big Stats Lower, as well as on YouTube. We're going to be discussing our listening and choose to when you can always call us at 347-989-0718 or you can message us on Twitter, or if you choose after the show comments on the YouTube page at MASC4483. You can do that. Message us on Twitter at Big Stats Radio Uncaps. Big Stats Radio. Alright. So we dive into the beef. Diving in to the East Coast West Coast rivalry. And what these studies that at one point in time we're good friends. We really dive in there you started until we talk about the what I'm citing Wikipedia again. Last time I cited Wikipedia, a fan called called out that Wikipedia is not an appropriate citing source. Since that fan has called it out, though, I have seen Wikipedia cited on national television. And my viewpoint is this. YouTube and it can be cited on internet radio. No. But that's what I'm using to cite. Alright. So according to Wikipedia, Coast Hip Hop Rivalry was a feud in the 1990s between artists and fans of East Coast Hip Hop and West Coast Hip Hop scenes in the United States. And of course, the key players in this feud was East Coast-based rapper Notorious B.I.G. and his label, and on the West Coast with rapper Tupac and his label, Death Row Records, which is founded by Suge Knight. There are other this East Coast, West Coast rivalry that emerged, which we will discuss in future episodes. There's just so many that all of them would be our end. Alright, so let's talk about Bad Boy Records versus Death Row Records. In 1993, our executive and record producer, Sean Combs, founded New York centered hip-hop label Bad Boy Records. The next year, the label's debut released Brooklyn-based rapper and Long Island-based rapper Craig Mack. Immediately became a critical success and seemed to revitalize the East Coast hip-hop scene. By 1995, New York-born and California-based rapper Tupac Shakur forged a rivalry, facilitating him being robbed and shot 5 times. In a lobby of a New York recording studio in November 30th, 1994. Shortly after Tupac's shooting, who shot you from the B-side Biggie's Big Papa album was released. Here is that track, Who Shot Ya? And you be the judge, because at the time, Biggie claimed that it had nothing to do with Tupac and that this song was written months before that incident. But you be the judge. Here it is. Hold on. Who shot? And we're playing it for you right now, John, because I'd rather be the judge. We expect difficulties, but we will have that song for you. And for some reason, we got a little preview of the Tupac response to that. Let's hear though, be having some troubles. We will be playing that track for you. And don't think I'm doing this an East Coast fan, don't think I'm doing this purposely just because I'm a West Coast artist and DJ. This is all just coincidence. This is shot you in a second. Just hold on momentarily. I found I wanted to get you the full track, but I found the acapella. Here it is. Very soon. Again, we were not from my YouTube. I do not know why they won't let us play this track, but we are gonna hear Who Shot It. Alright, I think we finally got Who Shot You for you. This is coming from YouTube, so we got advertisements. But I'll skip for you guys in a second. Interesting advertisements. It's video game parodies, and it's got Mario, it's got all sorts of stuff from Smoosh, which I believe is an internet recording artist.
Get live,
This show didn't sit well with Tupac, but before Tupac even responded, we got on 1995 from Death Row CEO Shunite, who took a dig at Bad Boy and Combs at that year's famously uttering this statement. Any artists out there that want to be an artist, don't know where to be a producer, try to be all in the videos and dance to come down. We have ad-libbing as artists' songs and dancing in the videos, with the ceremony being held in New York to an audience. Knight's comments seem slight to the entire East Coast hip-hop scene and rustled many boos from the crowd. Tension escalated later when Knight attended a party for producer Jermaine Dupri. During this bash, close friends of Knight, who was shot in the arm, Knight Combs of also attending and having something to do with the shooting. The same year, posted the 1.4 million dollar bail of the then incarcerated Tupac in exchange for his signing with the Death Row Records. Shortly after, the rapper released on 5 counts of sex abuse in October of 1995. He proceeded to join Knight in furthering the Death Row. He then released a track called "Who Shot Ya?" We got that track for you. Here it is.
Niggas talking about, hell yeah, but this motherfucking track, and they know exactly who I'm talking about, so you know, bitch, cause niggas talk plenty shit, from me, cause I fuck your bitch, cause I'm new to this, witness the hit, you talk bad about a nigga when I got blasted, hope you made a little money while the fuck lasted, heard they call you Big Papa, nigga, how you figure, cause to me, you always be a phony fat nigga, I can't be copied, even when I'm a soppy nigga, you run a rough, scared as fuck, the guns are bust, now niggas talk, I got a list of haters to face, you bitch niggas getting blown away, you cross-eyed that syndrome, rap baby, so you a puppy or something, now that's crazy, I got your ass in my sight, niggas dying tonight, we screaming, west side for life, and I can't wait to see you niggas in traffic, cause we gon' get em up, when you see me, you better bust, cause I'ma hit em up, grab your drops when you see too far. When I was younger, before I shit, I swear to God, I leave you stiff just to make a come up, niggas run up, this more murder for the money, got caught up trying to make a harder record, should've been objecting, cause I bet you, in this whole line, you never go see a nigga like me wanting to battle on the TV, I'd rather release some of these, and put a slug till you bust the ass, niggas think it's in you to squeeze, I got some niggas back in Jersey, y'all rather be jacket calls and robbing bitch niggas like y'all for emergency, let's take it back to West Side, them niggas show gon' be riders, and plus we thug like niggas, so call us multiply, finger on the trigger, bitch is standing by, but we don't trust them, and they might be the first that we gon' bust up. Just label me a bad boy killer. Do my deep bitches gon' kill us when we turn it to killers.
Now this is BBK all day. Ain't no blunting, ain't no pimping, strictly bad boy killer. Shoot that ass like a squiller. Now let this motherfucker chop down. I'm fitting to drop rounds. Let me shells pop out, then I hop out. Seeing them shot up. Shooting my shit to all the leak coats. What's up to the riders in LA? Don't be turned up to the EO. Shooting at your C-Lo circle. This is your virtue. To be put to rest with my talents meant to turn you purple. Wanna take the brain, but being enemies to the game, we'll get that ass tame, sip on the plane. Y'all know the name, drama, riders, through the whole lineup. Niggas get tired of y'all for what they can for, to be mobbing through they hood slow. No need for running, cause we don't give a fuck a side before the bed. We got to hit they ass on up.
shy, and I'm a true Negro stormer. Niggas ain't the fat ass in California. I catch you on any East Coast corner and use a corner. Puppy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke your junior mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my guests under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I push packages every hour. My son's fast, no slapping nickels on glass, shorty. So hand me the cash you made on the app, but that's your ass, shorty. I got a team to sell my bottles with soda. Move my ears like Yoda, quick as a cobra and never sore. I'm on a 12 o'clock cruise through Brooklyn, and I'm looking for the thoroughest in your barrel, ready to get his life tooken. So where your killers at, if any trick, don't tempt me to leave your coward ass strip and a full clip empty in your stomach. Using all, yeah, nigga, running. Dropping all you cowards that be docking a nigga behind it. You done just about made it impossible to escape another emergency visit to the hospital. I can't wait to meet up with all you bitches in the streets, so I can leave all you cowards leaking in your fucking seats when we hit them up.
Your big bad motherfucker, come step the dips. I got points in the clips and warms up the clips. Who wanna test that? Little 1, 2, 3, pound the band. They get their ass put under, cause the storm's bringing nothing but thunder.
That's right.
Who's the bomb, nigga? Put this in that itchy finger. Situation number 9, and who's the bigger trigger? I post a true G. You thought I was bitch easy. Now you're on your knees begging me.
Oofy broke, broke, and oofy rich, rich. All glory, immortal will never switch. Holy sin, fam, I'm the boy that my snitch. This is tough life, you get buried. Out of ditch. New York phone, better respect to pack. Got the youth big, yes, and proud to be black. Jealousy, someone wanna act like idiots. Hanging from the corner, wanna smoke enough crap. Tupac at the article and that's a fact. So say this and death say that. New York phone, better respect to pack. If one of this, phone gonna get a gunshot. Outlaw immortal will come and attack. Radical posse, yes, we have to life back. Jamaican posse, yes, we love to pack. Warrior black, yes, the youth don't smoke crap. New York on a better respect to pack. Got the youth big, and I'm proud to be black. Jealousy, some on a act like idiots. I'm in Pantana, some of them smoke crap. Tupac at the article, and that's the fact. So say this, and so say that. Respect.
Unfortunately, in the end, neither of them won the beef or squashed the beef. Both met on time demise when they were both murdered. When a beef ends in murder. Especially when the loss of two great artists, such as Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur. I might be from the West Coast, but if you listen to my music, you can see in my songs, I set myself as the hip-hop trifecta. I'm born in the West Coast, my father's in the East Coast, and then to top it off, my mother's from the South. So I got roots in the Dirty South, I got roots in the East Coast, and I got roots in the West Coast. It's all a part of who I am. I would not wish death upon anyone, beefing with Naughty, even Randy Jackson, who actually at one point in time did call me to attempt to squash the beef on a radio station interview. He never did call back. So we had a bad phone connection. He never attempted to call back, so that beef is still ongoing. And that whole beef was, how do you judge someone on something they haven't heard? Was about him making cracks at me being a producer. You can't judge something you haven't heard. Anyways, I'm going to leave you with that. As always, check out our parent site, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Go to the bottom if you want to help the station. You can donate to help the station, or you can go there, listen to past, present shows from the Big Stats Idle Hour. You can listen to music I've worked on. We are also raising funds for the startup of my foundation, the Stats Cares Foundation, to benefit special needs children with music education. So if you want, you can reach into your hearts and donate to this cause. And the next time, see ya. Peace.